Tupac calling Rahiti.
This is Rahiti.
I'd like to speak to Gunvor, please.
She's here.
She's right there.
There.
Ah, perfect. Hello, Gunvor. I'd like to have a few minutes to speak with you. Could we go to Channel 6?
Channel 6.
Hello, Gunvor, are you there?
This is Rahiti on Channel 6.
Ah, perfect. Hello, Gunvor. I'd like to take this opportunity. It's the morning of the 27th of November. I'd like to speak to a real sailor, and I think I found one here. Is that right?
That's right.
And you're even a teacher in sailing, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a teacher at Fosen Folkehøyskole, and they have a course called sailing.
They're famous for helping building our rafts, of course. Could you say something about what kind of teaching you do and how that relates to the sailing we're doing on these rafts here out in the Pacific now?
I'm a teacher learning students how to sail traditional wooden boats, old Norwegian wooden boats, with one square sail. So this is quite similar with sailing, but not with the boat or raft or...
So you're saying this is not a Viking ship in disguise, the rafts we're sailing now?
Absolutely not. This is much more difficult, I think.
You think the rafts are more difficult to sail?
Not to sail, but to steer. And when you can't steer, it's difficult to sail again. So they're combined.
Very good. Yeah. How are your students in Norway? Are they able to learn anything from your teaching?
I hope so. We every year we end the school year with sailing to Lofoten in the north of Norway with the school's boat, which is a 42-foot boat without an engine. So we sail and row from Trondheim to Lofoten and back down again in 3 weeks. And it's a quite intense trip with all kinds of weather. And last spring we did it excellently. So I think I can manage.
So that sounds pretty wet and cold, not unlike what we're doing here.
Right. It's a bit warmer here, though, and more sunny. So this is a bit better.
So this is kind of like your holiday before you head back to Norway to start your teaching again?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to ask you one more question, because I know you've been working at the Hardanger Maritime Center since you were 16. What makes a 16-year-old girl start your traditional wooden boat activities?
That's a difficult question. I'm grown up with sailing. My dad has a boat, and I always liked it. And then when I was 16, the captain on board at the Hardanger Yacht, Mathilde, asked if I wanted a summer job. And I said yes, and ever since that, I've been working there every summer, and also in the fall. So I'm just hooked.
Okay, very good. I can also recommend the visit to the Hardanger Maritime Center in Norheimsund, if anyone wants to see a beautiful part of Norway where you find wooden boats as well. Thanks a lot, Gunvor, for talking to us this morning.
Thanks.